Here in the northern Gaza locality of Abel Amin, near the Saftawi neighborhood in Gaza City, many residents have been forcibly displaced due to heavy Israeli army bombardments. Omar Abu Sakir, the head of a large family, had remained in a place during earlier stages of the war. This time, however, he has chosen to leave and move south.
The situation now is beyond what anyone in the world can imagine. Until recently, I stayed in my home, but this time I decided to leave for the south. Yet even in the south, where can we go? There is no safe place. The shelling continues. Let me be clear. It would almost be better if they dropped the nuclear bomb rather than leaving us to suffer the grief of losing a son, a wife, or even myself.
In other parts of Gaza City that have not yet been directly exposed to Israeli army actions, residents remain uncertain about what is happening and do not know where to go. Ala al-Sharif, a resident of the Tal el-Hawa neighborhood in southern Gaza City and a father of four, says that so far he has not been able to find an affordable or livable place in southern Gaza.
Not everyone is able to move because there is no vehicles. And even when public transport is available, the fares are unaffordable, with fuel prices skyrocketing. Among my neighbors, only one was able to rent a small plot of land in the central Gaza Strip village of Zawada. He sent his furniture there so at least he wouldn't have to worry about losing everything, especially now when looting and theft are spreading during this war.
Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has hinted at the possibility of creating AI-based luxury residential towns from the rubble of the Gaza Strip in the post-war era. People in Gaza, deeply concerned about their fate amidst ongoing Israeli threats, are responding to these developments. Ali, a 29-year-old university graduate, says his dreams have been hijacked by the war.
This plan aims to depopulate the Gaza Strip, forcing Palestinians to think about escape as a way to survive Israel's genocidal war. But instead, there must be a different path, one that brings the war to an end, a war backed by the United States and allows Palestinians to preserve their civil and human rights.
On Wednesday, Israeli Defense Minister Eyal Zamir, speaking in eastern Gaza City, where his army is carrying out an offensive, said that the military would continue its plans to take over the city and end Hamas. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.